Keystone First, Tina speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Tina. This is Shane Buckwong, Family First Care. I'm having their line, Paula Haynes.
Let me check.
Are you the service coordinator?
I'm checking now. I just received a couple of cases.
I have the Medicaid ID if you need that.
The last name is what? I'm sorry.
Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S.
And the first name is?
Paula, P-A-U-L-A.
All right. Let me see. And the address is?
Her address?
224 Ward Street, W-A-R-D, Chester, P-A, 19013.
Hello, I'm sorry. You said the is Ward Street?
Yes.
Okay. Am I speaking with Paula now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And how can I help you?
So
I was trying to find.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead and talk.
Okay, so she's calling. I'm trying to transfer over the hours to our agency, Family First, and also. We would like to know why her hours are cut from 56 to 35 hours a week.
Let's see, I'm checking out. Oh, I do see that they said that they she did the agreement and they upheld it, so they put her at 35 hours. Because at one time, what was it? It was 56 hours, right?
Correct.
Yes.
And they cannot explain why they were cut like that.
Could it be appealed and to increase back to 56?
They have the appeal up.
Right. So only thing that you can do is, how many appeals did you do? I'm just receiving a case. It was just transferred to
me. I need one.
Okay. I think it's about two more, if I'm not mistaken. But you could appeal it again.
And when I tried, they said I could not have used my appeal.
Are they saying that you used up all your pills? Let me see.
That's what they claim. And my doctor cannot understand that. And he was very upset. And I asked him why they get the same paperwork from my doctor. I can barely walk. My daughter goes to help me to the bathroom. I have had several bowel movements because I couldn't get there fast enough because of my walk.
Did you ever turn in anything for your doctor? Did you get, I'm trying to think. I asked them to
send for the paperwork from Dr. Hannum. They did no such thing.
Oh, we're not going to.
And
no,
Dr.
We're not
Hannum works with Keystone.
Right. No, I understand it, but normally the doctor will send it to us. We don't send anything to the doctor. It's just requesting was there any change or anything? Again, like I said, I'm new to this case, and I'm trying to figure out why.
I'm trying to figure out why.
Okay.
Because I got one daughter that was mad because I wouldn't let her do it because she's mean to me. And I'm thinking they went and made calls or something because she's very mean to me. And Tanisha, that's my baby girl. Because I'm thinking that she wants me to move with her.
How about this? Can I give you a call back? I want to look into this further. I'm not sure what else I can do, but I want to find out if there are any more appeals, and I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay.
I also would like to request if you could, the appeal, whatever, if they do change the hours, but if you could send authorization because he's transferring over to our agency, Family First.
So that's what you're trying to do, ma'am? You're trying to go over to Family First?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What's your name?
My
ma'am
name is
from
Chandel.
Family First?
Chandel, Shaindel.
Okay. And can I have your direct number?
Sure. 267-551-7427.
7427. Okay. Can I give you a call back when I find out a little bit of information on the case?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll give you a call back, all right?
Okay. Thanks so much. Well, if you
Thank
can
you.
Stay on the line.
Okay.
Yes.
Christina.